From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, January 22nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about why the National Music Museum, home to everything from the world's oldest cello to Elvis's guitars, is in Vermilion, South Dakota. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A federal judge has ruled in favor of Illini basketball star Terrence Shannon Jr., who has been accused of rape in Kansas. Judge Colleen Lawless ruled Friday Shannon should be reinstated to the University of Illinois basketball team, because until his guilt is proven, harm to him and his career outweighs harm to the university. The U of I had suspended Shannon from the team after he was charged with rape in December. The alleged incident took place in September. U of I Urbana campus spokesperson Robin Kaler says Shannon is now officially allowed back to practices and games. The university will continue monitoring the case. Shannon said on X, formerly Twitter, that he was grateful for the chance to rejoin his team. The ruling lifting his suspension from play does not prove his guilt or innocence on the rape charge. The Illinois Supreme Court has upheld a 2019 law that consolidated more than 600 suburban and downstate police and fire pension funds. Alex Stegman reports.
The idea was to combine assets from all the local funds into two, one for police and one for fire. The increased buying power would generate greater investment returns and fewer funds to manage meant lower overhead. But plaintiffs from more than a dozen communities filed suit, saying the law diminished their local pension board's power to choose and manage their assets. They also claimed their assets were damaged by startup fees during the transition. The state's high court said local asset management is not a constitutionally protected benefit, and the plaintiffs didn't show how those fees would affect their eventual benefit payouts. Governor J.B. Pritzker called the ruling a victory for taxpayers, local governments, and first responders. I'm Alex Stegman.
The number 14 Fighting Illini men's basketball team won at home yesterday against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights 86-63. Illinois senior guard Terrence Shannon Jr. returned after a six-game suspension and scored 16 points. The Illini are now 14-4 overall and have a record of 5-2 against Big Ten Conference opponents. They play the Northwestern Wildcats on the road next Wednesday, January 24th, at 8 p.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about why the National Music Museum is in Vermilion, South Dakota. That story is next on 217 Today.
Season 4 of All Creatures Great and Small for Masterpiece picks up in 1940 as Europe is engulfed in war. With Tristan on military duty, Siegfried and James enlist extra hands to help manage the practice. James contemplates his future as he grapples with the uncertainty of potentially being called into service. Members can binge all 7 new episodes and catch up on previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The National Music Museum has one of the world's largest and most significant collections of historical instruments, sort of like a musical Smithsonian. But it's far away from the museums on the National Mall. It's in Vermilion, South Dakota. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports on how the museum ended up in the Midwest and the many treasures it holds.
During a tour at the National Music Museum, conservator Daryl Martin walks up to one instrument, a small wooden keyboard painted in olive green.
This is actually the oldest playable harpsichord in the world.
With a bit of pleading, he demonstrates what the world's oldest harpsichord sounds like. This harpsichord was probably made in Naples around 1525. 500 years later, it's here, in Vermilion, South Dakota, a town of just under 12,000, tucked into the state's southeastern tail.
Why the National Music Museum is in Vermilion, South Dakota is probably our most asked question.
That's museum director Dwight Vaught. He says the story all starts when a man named Arnie Larson came to town with his 2,500 instruments. It was 1966, and the university in Vermilion had hired Larson as a music professor. The new recruit came with a catch.
When he was hired by the University of South Dakota, he said, "Do you have a place that I can store my instruments?" And so they offered him a space.
Then Arnie's son, Andre, led the charge to turn the storage space into a museum. He was the first director when the museum officially opened its doors in 1973.
Both Arnie and his son Andre were true forces of nature. When you have that visionary mindset, you can sort of block out any of the potential questions or criticisms that might come your way.
Andre really put the museum on the map in 1984 when he coordinated a $3 million donation to purchase a prestigious collection of Italian strings that included the world's oldest cello. The acquisition brought the museum global attention and confusion.
And all of a sudden then, that did catapult us into people literally around the world saying, wait a minute, what's this National Music Museum in Vermilion, South Dakota?
50 years after its founding, the museum boasts a collection of 14,000 instruments, like a soprano saxophone made by Adolph Sax, who invented the instrument in the 1840s. Or a grand piano built in 1901 that was once the largest piano ever made. Conservator Daryl Martin, our reluctant harpsichord player, says the collection boasts everything from a 16th century violin to an electric guitar just 20 years old. He says that variety makes it top three in the world.
So it's the quality of the instruments over a wide range of instrument types.
On the first floor, a group is congregating in one of the exhibit rooms. It's a big space that only holds one instrument, an Indonesian gamelan. The orchestra's percussion instruments stretch across the room. The group is ignoring any do not touch signs to move the ornate gongs, drums, pots, and xylophones that sit across the room. The Vermilion locals aren't here to admire the instruments. They're here to play them. Faith Weber plays the Peking, which sort of looks like a small xylophone. After practice, she says she served in the Navy and had learned about gamelan during her time in Asia. When she heard about a gamelan concert in Vermilion, she thought a traveling group was coming through town.
So I came and I was just stunned to find out that instruments lived here.
She's been playing the National Music Museum's gamelan for the past 10 years. She says the entire museum is an unlikely gem for Vermilion.
This is one of the best sets of instruments in the world, and it's here in South Dakota. We're so lucky.
After all, as Arnie Larson famously said, it's just as far from New York to Vermilion as it is from Vermilion to New York. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including IPM. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be blustery with a wintry mix of snow, freezing rain, or sleet, changing to all or mostly freezing rain midday with a high of 32 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, Colin Highslope, and Elizabeth Rembert. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.